Alan Schmidt, your host, and we're going to have a wonderful evening of music and spoken word. A lot of people can't get here right at the beginning because of the traffic, but they'll be here soon, and we have two great featured acts and a wonderful mini-set act, and we'll say more about them when a few more folks have arrived. I'd like you to give a big hand to Ira Grauman, our sound volunteer. And he's recording everybody tonight, audio and video. And please, a big hand for Dan Senny, who's assisting him all evening. Does a great job. And he's going to be setting everybody up. And he's also going to do at least a couple of songs here at the beginning. We'll see how quickly folks come in. He performs alone and also with his wife, Faith. And they co-write and do a lot of performing, and they also run an open mic in Bolton, in the Bolton Library. Please welcome Dan Senny.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a little better. Hey. This past weekend, we drove out to the Berkshires and drained the water at the cabin. And this song centers around the cabins, but I thought I'd sing it tonight. This old road paved with dirt, wild berries for dessert, been coming here all of my days. On this wooded mountain top, don't need calendars or clocks. Sunlight on the trees shows the way. A simple cabin in the woods, built with sweat, built it good. Hard work to realize a dream. Simple things, fresh starts, quiet places, pure heart, steady hands, sturdy beams. And those quiet Sunday mornings, cabin still, coffee's perking, dawn reveals another perfect day. Old creaking cabin floors, hinges sigh for open doors, troubles of the world so far away. Another summer turns to fall, loons give one last call, then sail away on majestic wings. Through winters cold and dark, snow is deep, trees stand stark, cabin waits for another spring. And those quiet Sunday mornings, cabin still, coffee's perking, dawn reveals another perfect day. Old creaking cabin floors, hinges sigh for open doors, troubles of the world so far away. It's been years since you left us, and it hasn't been the same. The cabin misses your touch on those weekends when you came. And those quiet Sunday mornings, cabin still, coffee's perking, dawn reveals another perfect day. Old creaking cabin floors, hinges sigh for open doors, troubles of the world so far away. On those quiet Sunday mornings, I miss you most of all. So my dad built the cabin when I was 2 years old. So I always wind up thinking of him when I go up there to drain the water out at the end of the season. It used to be his job. Let's see if I can get my fingers to do the right thing here. When I was 11, I was bullied and taunted, and no one would listen to me. I went for a hike, went where I wanted, set myself out to be free. 5 miles flew by under clear summer skies, along these old winding roads. Got on my bike, went for a ride, had a glorious day on my own. They say stand your ground, that's not always smart. Sometimes I've found it's best to depart. Fighting is never a means to an end, and the cycle repeats again and again. 25 miles with one glass of water and nary a morsel to eat. The search teams included my own grandfather, but my quest was already complete. I'd made my statement, speaking no words, and though I was silent, my voice had been heard. The bullies went down hard in the end. My fists were not used, my spirit unbent. I'd taught myself how to stand on my own, rise high above the fray, be my own person, set the tone to live in peace all of my days. They say stand your ground, that's not always smart. Sometimes I've found it's best to depart. Fighting is never a means to an end, and the cycle repeats again and again. They say stand your ground, that's not always smart. Truth is, I found it's best to depart. The bullies went down hard in the end, and they'll never, ever do it again. So I'll go for another family one that's very brand new, like nobody's heard it. So we do a couple of, have done some songwriter in the round types of things where we get a song prompt each month and have to write. And so we are the hosts, so we wind up writing every month. Our guests only do it the one time or whatever. So this one combines prompts from two different songwriter exercises. One is The Truth Is, the other is Autumn Leaves. So I was just tinkering with this today. We'll see if this is a complete train wreck. I'm just taking a quick look at this to see if this includes the edits that I made today or not. Yes, it has enough of them anyway. Growing up in a little town, didn't always get along. The two of us in a place we never quite belonged. Rode our bikes, went on hikes everywhere in town. Quiet of the Berkshire Hills echoed all around. Off to New York City with people everywhere. New schools and new friends, smog heavy in the air. Teamed up to tell stories, your words my photographs. Went to movies, jazz clubs, had ourselves some laughs. Falling into autumn leaves, moonbeams on the snow. Walking to middle school when it's 10 below. Blazing woodland trails, adventures we share. Skiing in crisp New England air. College years, different towns, becoming better friends. Visit one another, the good times we had then. Years have passed, temple's great, still it brings me joy to think about when we were just two little boys. The truth is I miss those bygone days. That big old maple tree, the leaves in which we played, snow forts in the winter, the world all seemed brand new. Most of all, I miss spending time with you. Falling into autumn leaves, moonbeams on the snow, late night phone calls just to say hello. Reminisce about those adventures we shared, skiing in the crisp New England air. Never in my life have I been so at ease as when we were young and falling into autumn leaves. Like that.
Thank you, Dan. And Dan and his wife, Faith, have many, many gigs. They have one coming up in March at the Emerson Umbrella Open Mic on March 16th, and the other featured artist that night will be Raymond Gonzalez. So that'll be a really great night.